Nehemiah chapter 12. And these are the priests and the Levites who went up with Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua: Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluk, Hattush, Shekaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Ido, Ginathoi, Abijah, Miamin, Maadiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah and Joiarib, Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jediah. Those were the heads of the priests and their brothers in the days of Jeshua. And the Levites were Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who was in charge of songs of praise, he and his brothers, and Bakbukiah and Uni, their brothers, corresponding to them in guard duties. Now Jeshua begot Joiakim, and Joiakim begot Eliashib, and Eliashib begot Joiada, and Joiada begot Jonathan, and Jonathan begot Jaddua. And in the days of Joiakim, the priests, the paternal heads, were: in Seraiah's line, Meraiah; in Jeremiah's line, Hananiah; in Ezra's line, Meshulam; in Amariah's line, Jehohanan; in Melikud's line, Jonathan; in Shebaniah's line, Joseph; in Harim's line, Adnah; in Merayoth's line, Helkai; in Ido's line, Zechariah; in Ginnithon's line, Meshulam; in Abijah's line, Zikri; in Miniamin's line, in Moadiah's line, Piltai; in Bilgah's line, Shamua; in Shemaiah's line, Jonathan; in Joiarib's line, Mattanai; in Jediah's line, Uzi; in Salai's line, Kalai; in Amok's line, Eber; in Hilkiah's line, Hashabiah; and in Jediah's line, Nethaneel. In the days of Eliashib, Joiada and Johanan and Jaddua, the Levites were registered as paternal heads, and the priests were registered in the kingdom of Darius the Persian. The sons of Levi, the paternal heads, were written in the book of Chronicles, up to the days of Johanan, the son of Eliashib. And the heads of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, the son of Kadmiel, and their brothers corresponding to them to praise and to give thanks in fulfilment of the commandment of David, the man of God, one duty alongside another. Mattaniah and Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, and Akub, were guards gatekeeping, in a watch at the gate storehouses. Those were in the days of Joiakim, the son of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe. At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they looked for the Levites in all their places, so as to bring them to Jerusalem, to celebrate the dedication and festivity, with both thanksgiving and song, with timbrels and lutes and with harps. And the sons of the singers were gathered, both from the adjoining tract around Jerusalem, and from the outlying villages of Netophathi, and from the house of Gilgal, and from the fields of Geba and Asmaveth, for the singers had built themselves outlying villages around Jerusalem. And the priests and the Levites purified themselves, and they purified the people and the gates and the wall. And I brought the officials of Judah up above the wall, and I organized two great thanksgiving processions, and processions to the right above the wall towards the dung gate. And after them came Hoshaiah, and half the officials of Judah, and Azariah, Ezra, and Meshulam, Judah, and Benjamin, and Shemaiah, and Jeremiah, and some of the sons of the priests, with trumpets, namely Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zakur, the son of Asaph, and his brothers, Shemaiah, and Azarel, Milalai, Gilalai, Ma'ai, Nathanael, and Judah, and Hanani, with the musical instruments of David the man of God. And Ezra the scribe went before them. And at the fount gate, which was opposite them, they went up the steps of the city of David, at the ascent of the wall above David's house, up to the water gate to the east. And the second thanksgiving procession went in the opposite direction, and I followed it. And half the people were above the wall, above the tower of furnaces, as far as the broad wall, and above the gate of Ephraim, and on the old gate, and on the fish gate, and the tower of Hananel, and the tower of the hundred, and as far as the sheep gate, and they stood at the prison gate. And the two thanksgiving processions stopped at the house of God, as did I and the half of the administrators who were with me, and the priests, namely Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Elioenai, Zechariah, and Hananiah, with trumpets, and Maaseiah, and Shemaiah, and Eleazar, and Uzi, and Jehohanan, and Malkijah, and Elam, and Ezer. And the singers made themselves heard, and Jizrahiah was the choirmaster. And on that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God gave them great joy, and the women and children also rejoiced, and the rejoicing in Jerusalem was heard at a distance. And on that day men were appointed over the treasury office rooms for the heave offerings, for the first fruits, and for the tithes, to collect through them the contributions of the outlying fields of the cities specified in the law, for the priests and the Levites. For it was Judah's joy for the priests and the Levites who stood serving. And both the singers and the gatekeepers kept the observance of their God, and the observance of purification, according to the commandment of David and Solomon his son. For back in the former days of David and Asaph, there was a head over the singers, and singing in praise and thanksgiving to God. And all Israel in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah would give contributions for the singers and the gatekeepers as a daily undertaking, and they consecrated the contributions to the Levites, and the Levites consecrated them to the sons of Aaron.